Oh, sorry, before that. A little bit of historical setting. The original people in Britain were Picts, or Celts, C-E-L-T-S. They inhabited most of the major island, which is called Great Britain, because it's the biggest island, Great Britain. But the Angles and Saxons later came across the sea and started to settle in England. The first movement was of the Angles, Saxons, Frisians, and Jutes, which were all different peoples from North Europe, who came by ship and gradually moved in to this area. The name England, of course, comes from Angle, the land of Angles, Angleland, England. Or in French, of course, Angleterre, which makes it very clear that we're talking about Anglo, or the Angles. At a later stage, though, the Vikings came from Scandinavia in their big longships, and they tended to come to the north of England, and then they would go around destroying villages, taking all the metals, the valuable gold and silver, and killing lots of people. That was their enjoyment. And they often came from the north down towards the south. This is relevant because we find the earliest mention of Reading in roughly 672, I believe. The first mention of Reading in the year 672, with a reference to Redingus. Now, you might be wondering why you have come to the University of Reading when it would be much more sensible to come to the University of Reading, because that's what most people do at university. Well, it's pronounced differently from Reading because the name of Reading originally comes from Reda Ingus. And the name Reda is the name of the chief of the first people who settled and created the village in this area. Ingus in Saxon means people. So Reda Ingus just means the people of Reda. What does Reda mean? Well, nobody's quite sure. But one theory is that Reda actually is cognate with red, and that the chief was red-haired. So these were the people of the red-haired chief. The next mention of Reading in history is the year 871-872, when the village of Reading was overrun by the Vikings, who came, took control, destroyed everything, stole everything, killed a few people, stayed for a year, and went away again. They then come again in the year 1006, take control of Reading, steal everything, kill a few people, move away again after 3 years. The next mention after that is at the time of the Battle of Hastings, 1066, which probably you know as an important date in English history. It's when William I defeated the King of England and he became King of England. 1066, the Battle of Hastings. There is a place near Hastings called Battle, and there is a church there called Battle Abbey. A sort of partner or extension of Battle Abbey was built in Reading. And if you go to the west of Reading, you can still find Battle Abbey. The building doesn't exist any longer, but there is a hospital called Battle Hospital, and that is a reference to the time of 1066. An interesting point, when William became King of England, he didn't speak English, he spoke French. And for about 200 years, the kings of England spoke French. And the people around them, the court, spoke French. It was a long time before the ruler of England, or the king of England, could actually speak English.